Blackstone Audio presents Winter Kill, a John Henry Cole story by Bill Brooks. This book is read by Mark Bramhall.
Chapter 1. All the horses froze that winter. All the cattle. They froze to death where they stood, caught in the teeth of a 7-day storm that rattled windows and doors and killed every living thing that stood in its path. The snow and wind closed all the roads leading into and out of Cheyenne. You could have shot a pistol in any direction and not hit a living soul. Temperatures plunged to 60 below, and the cold was so bone deep even whiskey couldn't fight it. Men went crazy, and women wept with fear because it was like a white death had descended on that place. Children stared wide-eyed as if they were frozen too. Nothing moved among the drifts of snow, and the wind howled like mourning women. Horses and cattle weren't the only creatures that died that winter. They found Wayback Cotton frozen to death in a snowbank. The only thing exposed was his head, the eyes a milky glaze of white. And when they dug him out, they found the neck of a shattered whiskey bottle in one hand, the snow stained brown around him. Someone said his craving for liquor had finally killed him. He was the first one the winter killed. Shorty Blaine's wife, Cleopatra, grew sick and took to her bed, and Shorty wrapped her in blankets and a mangy buffalo robe and placed warmed bricks at her feet, trying to save her. She cried in her delirium that the angel of death rode a